I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Tim Story is becoming one of Hollywood's hottest directors. He's been at the helm of hits like Barbershop and Taxi. In 2005, he directed the Marvel comic book-inspired Fantastic Four. And now Story is back with the second installment in that big-budget franchise, Fantastic Four: Rise of the Silver Surfer.
We were exposed to as yet unidentified radioactive energy.
What happened on the bridge?
Did you stretch?
Were you really on fire?
Is it true you can fly?
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's actually really difficult.
No, actually, we do not know much more than you do at this point.
That thing doesn't look so fantastic.
Ben Grimm is a genuine American hero.
What he means is every team needs a mascot.
John.
A new day is dawning. The day of the Fantastic Four.
Tim Story recently sat down with NPR's Tony Cox to talk about his success in Hollywood and his early days in hip-hop.
I was in a rap group, which was a part of Ice-T's Rhyme Syndicate, and it was actually while I was in high school, so it's before I went to film school. And it's just, you know, in my neighborhood, you either rapped, danced, or did something, you know, creative, quote-unquote. Nothing ever really went down with it, and at some point, I chose to do film.
You know, it looks like that was a good decision, doesn't it?
So far, so good.
Now, you, as many young directors do, and I don't mean this pejoratively, but you sort of fooled around in different areas with films and some that you had in some film festivals. But it was Barbershop that really sort of put you on the big time film feature, Matt.
That is correct.
Right. How'd you get that?
Bar, it's weird. To this day, there's a joke in the who actually gave me the script. The script came to me via somebody. And I read it, still knowing it had a lot of fleshing out to do. I just knew exactly what it was as soon as I read it, you know, Barbershop. And knowing how what a staple that is in the community, I immediately said, guys, get me in a room. And it was really like the second script I read in Hollywood. And luckily, I was able to impress them, or at least fool them, and got the job. So we felt like we were making something special, but for it to find the audience it found, you know, that's when the stars align, and you can't, you know, I can only take so much credit for that.
I want to talk about Fantastic Four, obviously, but there is one more Barbershop question I'd like to ask you, and that's this. You know all that controversy about Rosa Parks,
yes,
and Jesse Jackson and the F. Jesse Jackson part that was in the movie. How difficult was that as a decision for you as the director to make, whether or not to leave that in or not leave that in?
Never thought for a second not to have it in. What the Rosa Parks speech particularly did was give the conversation about what this is. I remember sitting in many barbershops and hearing conversations about Jesus, conversations about Muslims. I mean, you would hear conversations about everything, and what made the conversation so intriguing is that you did have two people on opposite sides. I mean, one of the things that we tried to get people to understand is that, to a certain degree, that's what the movie's about. It's about conversation. It's about conflict and about two opinions that don't agree. And I thought this was one of those films where if you're going to do it, this is the movie to do it in.
All right. So moving away from Barbershop into the comic book genre, I mean, that's a major leap in another direction.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I was still one of those kids that grew up with Star Wars figures and collecting comic books. And it was something I always wanted to get into. Never really thought I'd ever have the opportunity. But at the same time, when this, you know, situation presented itself, I jumped. You know, why not?
Let me ask you this, because as a director, you're an artist, right? You consider yourself an artist.
We'd like to think so.
All right. And there's a certain artist sensitivity about how your work is received by the audience.
Mm-hmm.
The first Fantastic Four film was, it was slammed.
Oh, they creamed it.
It was slammed. All right? You hear what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's slammed.
Yep.
How'd you deal with that as the artist, a young black director, and they're ripping you apart?
Yeah, it... You know, I would be lying if I said it wasn't, you know, yeah, I just went home and I was fine. No, it hit me hard, and it kind of, you know, frustration, it made you angry, it made you all of these things. And I had to really realize, I mean, trust me, you know, there was times where you go, oh, my God, I'm never going to do another movie again. And so I really had to kind of keep the strength within myself. But at the same time, I felt like there was something there, and later on I found that there was an audience that appreciated it.
So what's different for you, not so much in terms of the film itself, but your approach to what you did with the film, your approach to your own directing for this newest incarnation of Fantastic Four.
What was great is I was on the script from the beginning, and I was able to deal with the story the way I wanted to, in the sense of it being such a linear story. And in this film, I felt I had a little bit more of a support underneath me to go for what I thought was best.
And it premiered pretty well, didn't it?
It premiered very well. And you have to kind of say, hey, you know, we opened better than the first. And, you know, the people come out, and I've gotten a lot of, you know, great remarks in terms of this film being better than the last. And to a certain degree, okay, I think they're separate. They're two different films. But at the same time, I think people got a little bit more what I was going after in this film.
You feel the doors are open a little more for brothers who want to direct in Hollywood?
I truly believe that the jobs are out there, and even the studios want to give the jobs to minority filmmakers. But you have to go in there and be better than the next guy that came in the room. And that's one thing that you can – I never put it on somebody else. You know, they didn't do it because I was black. I never put it on that. I put it on if I walk in there and can't wow them, because they're not dumb people. If I walk in there and I'm the best person for the job, unless somebody's a nephew of somebody, I'm probably going to get the job. And that's the way it is, and I believe that.
This is my really last question.
Okay.
I just thought of this. Your ultimate film, you know, the one in your dreams, the one that you've had in your mind since you went to film school,
mm-hmm.
What movie is that?
Oh, my gosh. What a good question. You know, really, at the end of the day, it's Indiana Jones. The first one, Raiders of the Lost Ark. It just, to me, is everything, you know, when it comes to action and fun and adventure. That's the one that just really always sticks in my head.
All right. Tim, I appreciate you coming in. Good luck, man.
Thank you so much.
Tim Story is the director of the new film, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. He spoke with NPR's Tony Cox. Chop, chop, chop.